CBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump set to announce that Senator Marco Rubio will become the next Secretary of State, according to sources. That as questions surface in Ukraine about what Trump's election could mean. ABC's Patrick Reivel has been covering the war.
They're absolutely concerned about a Trump administration cutting aid to the country. They worry that that will happen. But they also hope, though, that this could still be a moment where he's such a disruptor that he will basically shake up the war and create this opportunity to have a negotiation.
The FAA is considering banning U.S. flights into Haiti after a Spirit Airlines flight was shot at while trying to land in Port-au-Prince. The blame is being placed on gangs that are still controlling much of Haiti. As Israel approaches a U.S.-imposed deadline to dramatically ramp up humanitarian aid to Gaza or risk possible restrictions on U.S. military funding, Israeli airstrikes pound a cafeteria and a home, killing at least 14 people. This is ABC News. Months after a Wisconsin father of three vanished while kayaking, police now say he apparently tried to fake his own death. Here's ABC's Andrea Fuji.
Ryan Borgward was reported missing August 12th when he failed to return from his lake in Wisconsin. Police found his capsized kayak in his car nearby, and a fisherman found his tackle box with his wallet, keys, and license inside. Authorities searched for 8 weeks using drones, radar, and boats with no sign of Borgward. Recently, investigators became suspicious after learning Borgward's name had been checked by Canadian law enforcement on August 13th, the day after his disappearance.
And now officials say he may be hiding somewhere in Europe after exchanging messages with a woman in Uzbekistan. Amazon may be adding something to the uniform for its delivery drivers, smart glasses. A company reportedly testing augmented reality glasses that do things like give drivers directions and even help them navigate through buildings. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Keep the elements out of your home with Powell Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
We had howling wind coming through. The rooms were freezing. We were very apprehensive about changing them because we were worried about losing the charm of the home. We went with Powell because we knew that they had an amazing reputation. We knew that they were going to have the windows that would look like they've been there forever, but with all the functionality that a window should have.
Order from Powell today and get no interest and no payments for 12 months. Visit PowellWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 11/30/2024.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Milwaukee Bucks tried to avoid the cellar. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. Doc Rivers says the Bucks are working to turn things around.
Well, we just got to dig ourselves out of this hole that we're creating. We created it. All of us. Me, them, together.
The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Gladiator 2 is just a couple weeks away from hitting theaters. According to director Ridley Scott, Joaquin Phoenix almost quit the first Gladiator. The 86-year-old director says Phoenix got cold feet and told Scott he had to leave the project. It took a Gladiator-type effort from fellow castmate Russell Crowe, who told Phoenix he was being terribly unprofessional. At the end of the day, it was Scott who talked the actor into staying on the film. Gladiator 2 does not have Joaquin Phoenix or Russell Crowe, but is directed by Scott and opens November 22nd. The sixth Pirates of the Caribbean film is in development. Good Lord. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer says production on the film will start in late 2025, but the cast has not yet been assembled. Johnny Depp is a maybe, but Keira Knightley says that she will not take part unless it's the final film of the franchise. Fingers crossed. The film does not have a title yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 48 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 33 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 52 with scattered rain. Tomorrow night into Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here at 11:06. The woman is a fountain of positivity. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Hello.
John. John's got a little bit of a sore throat here, so I'm going to...
I've got the same thing that everybody that works in this studio, this room, and this building has.
And like you said, Johnny, in radio, it's like daycare.
Yes.
Like, it just
everybody
goes around. Everybody gets it.
Gets it.
Because, I don't know if it's the same...
Hate to say it.
Microphones or...
But
whatever.
I think you were the Scarlet Mary here.
No, I don't think so.
I think you were the first.
No, I think...
Todd? If Todd can talk,
Todd can't talk either. All right. I did... I'm going.
There's at least four of us that got the exact same thing within a week.
I get this though. There is an upside. Yesterday,
Is somebody can't drink?
No. Yesterday, okay. I went to work.
Because you're talking in the wrong room here.
No, yesterday at 10 o'clock. You know, we had a show. I was over at 9. Go home. You know, change. Went to the gym to work out with my personal trainer. She goes, "You're too sick. You need to go home."
Really?
So I got the day off, and she didn't charge me. Right?
Well,
so
that's cool.
That was the upside.
Yeah, that's very big upside.
So I felt good about that.
Absolutely. But I always wondered about that because sometimes a good sweat makes you feel good.
I thought she was going to say that because it's just a cough, but I think she's, you know, she's new with me. My other guy went to nights, but I think she's a little bit of a germaphobe because she's like.
Ah, so she didn't want to catch anything.
Yeah, she goes, look, I'm not.
Well, that's a good place for things to spread too, though.
That's what she said. So I went home.
But I think the old story.
Which is great.
Or the old saying, maybe it's wife's tale, was. If it's from your neck up, it's okay to work out. If it's from your neck down, don't.
Okay.
If it's in your lungs type thing.
Yeah. It's just below the neck. A little bit of lungs. Right?
It's just.
Well, I'm going to the doctor like I told you before.
You just
the show.
Feel like weak almost. Hey, Todd. You know, just kind of like a...
Achy.
Yeah. No, 11 o'clock today. I'm going to go and I'll get whatever I get. I'll get times three so I can help you guys out.
Well, I'm taking my hay fever meds.
I don't know if that's it.
What's that spray stuff?
I've been using the Flonase.
Flonase.
It does help my sinuses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm taking the, I don't know why. My doctor sent me a 3-month supply of hay fever medication. So I'm good through February.
There you go.
As if the ragweed sprouts up, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
Good day yesterday, though. VFW, Duck Creek VFW. Wonderful, wonderful seeing all my guys and women again. And a nice little ceremony behind the museum yesterday, behind the Neville Museum.
Yeah.
But man, did that wind get cold.
Oh, yeah.
I could not believe how cold that wind was.
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
And they, on your phone, did you get a weather alert?
Mm-mm.
I did.
For what?
The wind.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now, it's nice. The wind is coming from the west right now, 4 to 6. Todd?
Okay. We'll check
that. Let me check it up.
4 to 6. 4 to 6.
Hey, yesterday, from the west. I know you were on site at the VFW.
Yeah, it's Todd.
North, 8 miles an hour.
A little cooler than you thought. North?
No.
Okay, well, the Weather Bureau is wrong.
Weather Bureau. West.
Isn't it called the Weather?
Come here, please.
Just it hasn't been the Weather Bureau since like the 30s.
You know where West
I love history. Just wait, Todd, we got to go to the window.
Go look at the window. They're looking out the window now.
Look at the white flag. West. North would be back here.
Yeah.
What direction is it, Jim?
Yeah. I don't know, Todd. I think, well, of course, I don't want to argue with the, I called it the Weather Bureau and he made fun of me.
Why?
Well, because it's been the Weather Service is what
oh,
it is.
Weather
the
Service.
Weather Bureau,
oh,
it was from like the 30s.
And all from the National Weather Bureau. They got mad at me one time back at my other station. So I impersonated that. It'd be in the middle of a show. And you have a good thing going. You couldn't understand him. It's like if my life is depending on getting out of here because of this guy's thing.
That used to freak
me
out
mad at me
when that came on.
Because you'd think a tornado's coming.
Exactly. Or something, you know, even worse. But, yeah.
I told him, I said, hire me. I can do it.
Yeah, that is not.
It's terrible.
Hey, yesterday we talked, or maybe it was Friday, we talked a little bit about Antenna TV.
Yes.
That is a lot of stations. I went through it yesterday.
I had buddies text me last night.
25. It's more than I thought because I told you it was like 4.
Versus like $200 a month I pay for cable.
Yeah. I looked at that last night after I got home. Like, wow, there's more stations than I thought.
And, you know, that is one of the things. I'm always reading about how to save money and what are some of the things that you quietly waste money on.
Yeah, like insurance and all that.
And one was, okay, I was going to ask you about
that. You have to have insurance. I'm just saying don't have it. I'm just saying, you know, we've had the same, I think, car insurance, home insurance for years, and I never shopped the guy.
No.
And maybe I should. I don't
know. But why is it, I keep seeing a thing, cancel your car insurance.
Well, never do that. Just get
liability, right?
Well, that depends on your car. Because collision takes care of your car. Liability is just the other guy.
Yeah.
So,
no, but I mean, if
your car's not worth over what, $5,000 or something, yeah, I guess you could not have that.
But I mean, that was my exact situation last year when I hit that post here.
Yeah.
It was $4,200.
Yeah.
And my car was appraised for like $5,000.
Yeah. Right. But did you have collision insurance? Was your car covered?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Yeah. You didn't really need to have that.
I didn't do it though.
You didn't cancel it?
I just kept the check.
Oh, that. Yeah,
is that right?
That's fine.
That.
No.
Can you do that?
Yes.
Yeah,
you
okay.
Can. Yeah, you can.
Yep.
You
all
can.
Right.
But they took the car?
No.
You kept the car and took the check?
Yeah. Is that illegal?
I don't think so, because it wasn't, they didn't total it out, right? Or did they? If they didn't total it out.
No.
They just
then
gave
it was
money.
Repair money, he didn't get it repaired.
Right.
Well, that's different.
That's
all I did. That.
Okay. But I think if you total out your car and they give you, I don't know. That's never happened to me.
But you know what I mean? It's like literally what it's worth versus what I'm going to put into it and everything. It just, and then I had those other problems. It was time to get rid of it. But here's my.
Anyway, but that is something. Do you remember Charles Gibbons?
Charles
Where do I know that name
Gibbons.
From?
He was.
G-I-B-B-O-N-S?
No, V. No. He was a guy that was self-made. Very, very popular back in,
I'm self-made.
Yes, John, we know that. I just
nobody will take credit for this.
That's right.
But Brian
Gumbel. No, I had nothing to do with Mino.
But anyway, Brian Gumbel, that's when he was the anchor.
Okay.
Okay, on NBC?
Yep.
In the morning show?
Today Show.
The Today Show. And this guy came up and he's like, this guy just did all the stuff we're talking about. Study your auto insurance, employ your kids, you know, that kind of stuff. Just all these little tricks to, and the guy flew up in his own plane and was like, this is unbelievable. The guy wrote books. Anyway, he got prostate cancer and died, but he was just really on the cusp of having Americans take more control of their own personal money with all just little things like you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what? Okay. You know what I did last night?
But that car insurance thing is something to look at. Your home insurance too. I mean, I don't know. I like,
but I want to get rid of my. I want to get rid of my cable, my Spectrum.
That's a great idea.
I know, and then I'll take that little antenna if I could just. And honestly, once football season's over, that's 90% of what I watch is football.
When we bought our house, we did not have a TV until fall.
Wow.
Because
you got to watch the game. I don't know what I got to watch the games.
Me too. And I don't want to, you know, with kids, you're not going to like go to a bar or restaurant. So that would, think about that. That's $2,500 a year. You'd be saying.
I know.
That's a lot of money.
So I'm going to try to do that. They said you can go anywhere, like a Walmart, and get this antenna.
Oh, yeah. And the foil you can get at the dollar store.
I might use that too.
There you go.
Coat hangers.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah, it's all there.
I will say that. I'll tell you something. So I went, oh, this is kind of exciting. I went and picked up my new books yesterday. And by new books, they're my old books. I haven't had them reprinted in like 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And so many of the people in that, well, I'm going to be honest with you. Every person in those three books is dead.
Wow.
So, you know, at the time, you know, their family members, you know, all bought the books and everything like that. But now it's like that other generation of like their grandkids and everybody. They're like, hey, where can I find that book? Ours is worn out, or my mom's, you know, loaned it to somebody. You know what? That's one thing. Don't ever loan. If you loan out a book, don't expect to get it back.
No, it's not going to come back.
Right. It's like tools.
It's not coming back. Isn't that something?
Yep.
That's bizarre. Although, you know, I got to be honest. You know what I got in my little home office, my other house?
What's that?
A book from 1971 from the St. Paul's Library.
There you go. You better cancel that insurance. I
try to get a hold of the nun that was a librarian.
Something you can do, though, with books that I've done is trade books. Like, I got a book I like, and I'm glad
to do that.
And then they feel as bad as you do. They want their book back or they don't want it back.
Right,
so
They always say tools and books.
Yeah, tools are... I don't know how you trade that. You almost have to take a deposit. Tools,
no, but if you loan a tool, forget about it.
It's gone.
Yeah,
but books. I've exchanged books with friends of mine.
You know what though? I certainly don't make a living selling books. In fact, if I've broken even over my lifetime, I'd be ecstatic.
Mm-hmm.
But the price you pay for I've got in my whole little library in my office, home office. Okay, it's Tom Brokaw. Bill O'Reilly's books on whatever, a lot of presidential books. You'd be surprised. I like reading about presidents, you know, where they came from, and history books, a million military war books, okay, all that stuff. And they're all in fantastic shape. You know, I paid $30 at whatever.
Yeah.
Try sending those on eBay. You'll get $4. You know. And the postage is $5.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, why is it once you buy a book from a bookstore, the value goes, you know, they say when you drive a new car off the lot, it depreciates in 30 seconds.
And
so, why are books, used books, so whatever?
I don't know why they don't retain their value because the information in there.
Exactly.
If you're doing current events, like if you're reading a book about a president, whether you buy it in 1990 or 1970, if it's an old president, Jefferson or something. But it does. It depreciates unbelievable. You go to those used bookstores, it's like a dollar.
I know. And you paid $30 for it.
Hardcover
and
books.
And it's in great shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Even though at Barnes & Noble, that bargain table, those are pretty discounted, some of those books.
Yeah, those are.
You know?
Well, I'll be honest.
Aren't real popular books, so that's why they're there, right? That's why they
My book was there, Jim.
I mean, once in a while they slip.
Wow.
It out. They
okay.
Slip. Once in a while they slip in a bestseller. Yeah.
I got to get that truck backing up.
No, but there is the.
The library book sales are phenomenal.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Bring a big bag because you're going to buy about 12 books for $12.
And today is the best fiction book gets announced today in London.
Oh, really?
Mm hmm. They got the short list. So
you know, there's a big thing going that nonfiction authors are going to be out of business because of AI.
Yeah, I my kid is in publishing. They don't believe that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
I think it could happen.
Yeah,
I do too.
Voice people are getting.
Have you seen those commercials now where somebody writes a real nasty email and then it's like, okay, hang on, and they hit a button, and it changes the whole. Context is basically the same, but takes out all the
same message, but same more deliverable.
Yes. That's a big commercial airing right now.
That's the worst thing.
No, I could use that probably.
Right.
Do you think?
Yeah, just a little.
Todd?
A little device over your mouth.
Right.
Though,
that's going to work towards that. Wow.
Wow. Chicken soup for the soul. I can use some chicken soup. I made soup last night. Oh, wait till I tell you about my soup.
All right.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are in, what would you call this, John? We're kind of in the middle of a cold. It's not a cold. What is it?
I
what
don't
do
know.
We have?
Just crud.
Crud.
Anybody but else got crud out
no,
there?
No, we're working our way out of it, though. We're going to be out of this thing. You got some new medicine. I'm going to the doctor today. And
well, I'm taking my hay fever medicine. For some reason, my doctor sent
that
me
do it, though.
A three-month supply of hay fever medicine.
That might work.
So I'm good through February.
That might work.
Yeah. Today is Chicken Soup for the Soul Day. Okay, you want to talk about a guy that made a lot of money?
Oh, man, did they ever.
Holy wah.
That was a while ago.
But did he strike a chord? Mind-boggling how many books he sold.
Those are, now talk about books that are good to read. Those are healthy
absolutely
books to read.
No
but
question.
I'm just saying those books you could find for a dollar.
Yeah, all the time.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they're all over the place.
Do you remember my brother one time? Actually, I know these come off as scams, but it was always cool when this would happen in the mail. He was a member of the Book of the Month Club and the Album. Remember, anybody remember the Album of the Month Club?
Oh, absolutely. Those CDs and all that?
Oh, no, these were albums, man. We're
no,
talking
we
1967.
No, we
did
that. No, yeah,
I remember when Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass album came in. She was covered in that whipped cream. Remember that?
No, I just remember Herb Albert.
But the Book of the Month, you'd always get these books. And,
What was that one that you could pay a penny and get 12
That's
albums?
That's it. That was the one.
What was it called?
The Record Company.
I'm sure one of our listeners would know.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
I just remember
was the scam?
Well, they hooked you into a buying membership.
What would happen is you'd get the first 12 for a penny or whatever it
right
was, and then they would ship you albums every month, and you had to pay full price for them, unless you canceled it, which you forgot to do, so you were getting all these crappy albums.
Yeah.
And you had to take them, and you had to pay full price.
Oh, okay.
You remember when, I don't know, it was a while ago, back in the, like, what, 70s, 80s, when people were buying certificates of deposit.
You know, absolutely. You buy one.
And the guy, and the guy's like, everybody's spending all this money on these certificates of deposit, these CDs. I know where you can get 12 for a penny.
Columbia House.
Columbia House,
right. That's what it was.
Thanks,
good
Nikki.
Call.
Nikki got that.
Nick,
it was Columbia House.
Our Nikki's back.
Right. Missed you, Nikki.
Yeah.
Said no one here.
No, we did.
Not true.
Oh.
She's in Hawaii. She's going to come back all tan now. And
she brings us any swag.
Flowers.
From the convention.
I knew she was going to. She knew you were going to ask if there were going to be like gifts and stuff
Of course.
That.
You know, like every time mom and dad went away, what's my gift?
You know what? Nikki is the perfect person to have in the office. Because like when my neck and my back, what did she do? Came with the bomb. Oh, yeah. Came with those ice pack things. Yeah, came with the vibrator. Rubbed it all over my neck.
Yep.
The whole thing. That was incredible.
She's too good to you.
So yeah, she's got to take care of my cold now.
Well, she's got two boys. So I think that helped.
I think she's in that mom mode.
Right.
You know, somewhere you start out, it's like, I'm going to be the world's most perfect mom.
Yeah.
And then after your second or third, it's like, you know what? Just make yourself a sandwich. And I think she's reverting back now. She misses her kids being little, and she looks at me as being like a little kid.
I don't know if she misses it, but she feels a duty. You know, she feels an obligation.
You know what's funny? I got to tell you something. Women in an office carry a little more clout towards guys than they realize sometimes. Like me and a good buddy who's in real estate, I was in real estate with him, and he's very, very successful. But we screwed off a lot at work, in the office and stuff. And which, okay, Todd, I'm going to apologize. I will leave here sooner from now on. Todd kind of gave me the stink eye.
Time to go?
Yeah, because they don't get enough work done around here.
Right. Hang around after the show. Yeah. BS with people. Yes.
I got to be honest. I've gotten that almost every place I've worked.
Really?
I'm
not surprised.
No,
I'm not. I'm just trying to be friendly, though.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be.
And we've got a good group, so you want to hang around and have a little fun. Right? Absolutely.
It's fun hanging with them.
But they got work to do.
I need these people to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, my person in real estate,
you're like that annoying neighbor. You kind of want to hit the
head. Oh, you have that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Come over and I just want to.
I remember one time I was on top of my roof. Okay, OSHA would get me. Okay, so it's in Alloway, you know, those Hillcrest homes, there's a million of them.
Yeah,
They all built the exact same home, okay? Which were great, except when the inspector came around. I don't even want to get started with the old inspector. But anyway, I'm putting lights I'm straddling the peak of my house.
The gable.
I'm straddling that, laying on it at
on
night.
On top of the roof?
On top of the roof.
Wow.
Yes. I'm laying on top of my roof, putting the Christmas tree lights at the peak type thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And a neighbor comes over to talk to me then.
They just,
it's like, really?
I know.
I'm up here,
yep,
hanging out, holding my knees against the thing so I don't roll off the roof. And now you want to talk about the Packer game?
Yeah.
I think immediately Clark Griswold.
Absolutely. Christmas vacation. Oh, without question. I'm terrible at stuff. I'm the world's worst lighting person, decorative, whatever you want to call it. I'm the worst. Getting back to so me and my buddy were talking about, we used to screw around and this one lady we worked with was great. I used to do a TV show with her, and I'm never going to say her name, Erin Bartolozzi. But then there were certain times, because she'd come back and say, hey, guys, keep it down. This agent's talking to somebody, and you know what I mean? And then we'd be, and then all of a sudden, you'd hear her footsteps. And by her footsteps, it was like, okay, no more screwing around.
Tell who's who, yeah.
Women have that control.
Oh, yeah.
By
yeah,
their that, footsteps, that. You can tell what's coming, sort of. Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That is. Got this. John Mino is my oldest child,
there you go.
Nikki.
That's her.
See you soon, fellas. Thank you, Nikki.
Awesome, Nikki.
Yes.
Yes,
she's the best. But although, you know what she said to her mom? She said, I'm like that annoying older brother she never wanted to have.
There you go.
Yeah.
Man, that's.
Yeah.
No.
So today is pneumonia day. Maybe we got pneumonia.
No, we don't have that.
I told you my mom was so proud of the fact she had pneumonia 6 times.
Why was she proud of that? That's not
She
good.
Survived it each time.
Oh, I get it.
Hmm. Probably helped that she smoked. Probably didn't help that she smoked. But, like I said, that's the only time we would have, I'm going to revert to my old ways. Only time we'd have pop in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not soda. We'd have pop.
Right.
And it would come in those little glass bottles, which I would love to have.
Sting bottles?
Kind of those. And in the old wooden crate.
How about the Orange Crush ones, the brown ones?
Oh, man. Yeah, was there anything better than Orange Crush and ice cream?
No.
Oh, man.
There wasn't. Grape was good.
Oh, I hate grape. Anything. Why is it when you go to a restaurant, 90% of the jam is grape?
Yeah, I know. Because everybody takes all the orange marmalade and stuff.
Oh, man. I love orange marmalade.
Hey,
me too.
Did I tell you about my soup?
No,
I could bring
you
guys. You
were going
to bring you some? But you know what I need? I want to know if you will loan me something.
Yeah, what?
I need a big pot. I went to the Dollar Tree yesterday. They don't sell them.
Well, you got to get a good one. Yeah, I got a good one for you.
That's all I got is a little saucepan. I'm trying to make soup in a saucepan.
No.
You want me to tell you what I put in it?
Nah, Spam.
Was it the mushroom one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you told us yesterday. Oh,
mushroom.
Right?
Mushroom, diced ham,
yep.
Crab meat, and chicken.
I would have put sauerkraut in there.
What the heck?
I would.
Yeah, I'll bring some down. I can run up during the break and get you guys some if you want. Little, you try it.
That's gonna be.
I hate sauerkraut. I don't.
But that's
hate
too bland.
But
that's not. There's.
I know. I got
punch.
It. But it's spicy chicken broth.
Too much salt.
Salt is underrated.
Put celery in there. Put celery in there.
No. Back into right. this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You know it, and animals know it. The weather in Wisconsin is changing. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Tuesday. And that means those animals are seeking shelter. Details coming up.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Marcus Mueller is a busy guy these days. He's owner of Skedaddle Humane Wildlife Control, and he says this is the time of the year when he's receiving a lot of calls from homeowners about animals trying to get in. And he explains what those animals are ultimately looking for.
So if you think about what an animal's looking for, it's looking for that shelter. Different animals require different shelter needs. So cavity nesting birds that are typically going to be nesting in holes in trees, we'll look at a wall vent on our home, like a perfect little wall cavity or a tree cavity to build a nest in. Similarly, a squirrel is going to be building a small nest out of leaves in a tree. A soffit space that's somewhat protected from the wind and the elements can perfectly replicate that. A lot of bats are going to be looking for caves to roost in over winter. Our attics provide the exact same type of shelter that a cave might. So it's kind of finding that analog to what they're looking for out in the quote-unquote nature and finding it in our home.
Marcus Mueller, owner and operator of Skedaddle Humane Wildlife Control. He said some of the telltale signs that animals are either trying to gain access to your home or are there already include maybe hearing noises at night or seeing signs of chewing on trim.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
And there's some new faces on the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's Young Farmer and Agriculturalist Committee. Eric and Caden Senkowski of Dane County, Amanda Williams of Shawano County, and Jason Barrand of Wood County have been appointed to 3-year terms on the Board of Directors. Their term begins at the end of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's Young Farmer and Agriculturalist Conference on December 8th. More news just like that, available now at MidwestFarmReport.com, plus our complete podcast playlist. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 48 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 33 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 52 with scattered rain. Tomorrow night into Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Trying to find a place to stay in Green Bay for the big draft? Go to SimpleLifeRentals.com. Vacation rentals made simple. Our dedicated team of local experts have a passion for hospitality, creating seamless guest experiences for guests. Experience the NFL draft in a vacation home instead of a hotel room. With seamless check-in and check-out procedures and round-the-clock dedicated support, you'll enjoy the convenience of instant online booking at SimpleLifeRentals.com, guaranteeing you a stress-free start to your vacation. SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. My Northern Mayor here. Chicken Soup for the Soul Day, Pneumonia Day, Happy Hour Day, French Dip Day.
You know, that happy hour thing, that was fun when we were younger.
Oh, man.
All after work, everybody went. Double bubble.
Yeah.
Great hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah. Man. Whoever invented that.
That was,
Ben Franklin.
I don't think it was that long ago, but.
I do.
There were some great pub. Places in, oh, man.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
But.
Okay, anyway. Is there any, okay, like, I loved, I, okay, what did I say to you the other night at your event?
I appreciate the open bar.
Besides that. Is Amber going to judge me if I keep going back?
Oh, yeah, to the food, because remember right, at the wedding, at Glam Band and Dennis's wedding? And his wife was there. She's awesome.
She's so awesome. Oh my God. She was with us the other night. She's one of the most wonderful people you'll ever meet.
She is, yeah. She's great. John came up to me because, you know, this is his third or fourth trip. He goes, you mind if I go back to... No, that's what it was there for. But you just have to make sure everybody else goes through first.
I went four times.
Yeah. That was good food,
did
though.
Did you? Yeah.
That was...
Ate off some other people's plates at my table.
Oh my gosh.
Finger food type stuff like that, when I'm on death row and they give me my last meal, it's going to be all finger food.
It is. That was good food.
Oh,
and it was,
man.
The chef was all excited about
it. And they had those
that,
spreads, too. Like a salmon spread or something. And yeah. What was the...
Did you see that 1924? Some of that stuff was back.
Authentic.
It was what they served 100 years ago, but the salmon was part of it. Yes.
Oh, that it was like shredded, real thin?
Yeah.
That went real quick.
Yeah, it did.
Because Ed next to me had it, and I went to get it all gone.
Yeah. That was expensive, too.
Love that kind of food. But here's the funny part, Todd. I'm gonna tell you something funny. So, that was celebrating the 100th anniversary.
Yeah.
I think, and I've only been to the Northland Hotel 5 times in my lifetime, maybe.
Right.
Okay. Oh. Like, you and I stopped over there. I still haven't eaten there. I haven't, whatever. And I love the place, love the whole thing, but so I think I was there on what would have been the 50th anniversary.
This is kind of a cool story.
Because the last time I was there, other than since, was when I was in high school and came down for a Packer game. It came down the night before. So I know that football season was over, so I could do that. So we came down on like a Saturday night and went there to get autographs from the opposing team.
Oh, wow.
It could have been the same day 50 years
ago.
That was
November of 1974 and was probably, I'm thinking, the first or second weekend of 1974.
Right.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. And that's like the last time I was there other than just dropping by.
Yeah.
So I was there for the 50th anniversary.
Yeah. And wasn't that nice of Tom Conran to come in?
Yeah, that was great. He was funny, too. He was great.
Yeah. He wasn't even Green Bay for 24 hours. He's the guy that put the... Because I was going over my remarks with him. I had lunch with him, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to just talk about your commitment to the Northland after it went bankrupt twice, that you put in $32 million. He goes, that's a little light.
You ever think about asking a guy like that?
36.
Can I have some money? You know what? I got it. You know, I'm looking at this little truck that I want to buy bad.
I know.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's like, could you give me $15,000? I'll do whatever you want. I'll promote you. I'll do whatever. Just give it. Not alone. Would you just? You won't miss it.
Let me tell you a reason they have money, John.
They don't spend it.
Right. And he's a great guy. He just bought a hotel in Virginia. He was telling me about it. So
November 9th, 1974 was a Saturday.
Isn't that John?
And then did the Packers play a home game?
Let me see.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. That would be 50 years to the day.
Would they have played on
there.
A Saturday or the next day?
No, Sunday. But next day. That's the only time it'd come.
But the teams come in the day early, and then you got autographs when they're getting off the
bus.
And
that's where they all stayed then.
Yeah.
Who do you think they played?
Lions?
Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
November 10th, 1974, at Green Bay.
That's the day.
How do you remember that stuff?
50 years ago that day, you were there. We should have talked about that.
Isn't that crazy?
That would have been funny, little story to tell.
Although, I wasn't really. We went in and then got kicked out.
Yeah, you said that.
Because they didn't want autograph people hanging around the lobby and kind of whatever, whatever. And so we stood right on the right underneath that sign.
That
and everything.
Marquee is
Isn't that something?
That thing's unbelievable.
50 years ago to that day.
So many people. We had a.
Because I was four.
You were not.
I was four.
Yeah, John. It,
nobody likes a braggart, Todd.
But under the marquee with the lights.
Which is
and
a
they spent a fortune
sign.
On that. It says Northland in the, what do you call that?
Just neon?
The neon lights, yeah. Right? And then we had an old car there.
That was cool.
How old was that car? Was that, it was what,
30s? I don't know.
20s or 30s, right?
Yeah.
Late 20s, early
yeah.
30s.
And then we had the red carpet, and so many people are like, had the Bell, not the Bellman, the valet
Bell
drivers.
Bell,
the Bell,
yeah.
Yeah, Bell yeah. take their pictures there. It was a cool picture, so that'd be neat. In years to come.
But, I thought it was cool that you guys displayed the original bellhop valet type uniforms. Yeah, those cool. big coats.
Yeah.
That was neat. That was a cool event. That really was. That's a cool place. I will say one thing, though, Todd. I will say he would not have been a good teacher to have if you were like me and DeLangelo and all my boys, okay? Because when he started singing, some people were still talking at the table.
I felt bad.
Was
about
it
that.
A look?
I know.
He stopped talking.
About that,
and it was death eyes.
Yeah, I don't like when I'm talking and people are talking. I know, and I shouldn't have done that.
The room got like silent.
I felt really, I felt kind of bad. My mom's right down there looking at me like, you know, lighten up. But so I was talking. I started talking, and there were some people like.
And I think he actually went like this with his glasses.
No, I wasn't wearing
like to look right at him. Like,
I just. And I looked right at him, and I shouldn't have done that. I felt kind of bad. But
then
it was
they
quiet.
Got quiet.
They did. The room was quiet. I wanted to kind of explain what was going on.
Because I was going to go up and get more of that salmon, and I thought, whoa.
You better sit down.
I'm just going to wait this one out.
Wow.
No, yeah. It was.
I love that, though, Jim. I could totally see you doing that.
Oh, I did. Yeah. But I got some really nice just texts and cards and, you know. And
yeah.
We had Gizmo do John Kennedy we talked about. And
he did that entire speech.
He was.
In
was,
character.
Yeah.
He was great.
He was great. And he liked doing that,
yeah.
too. Because he, you know, when we first decided we were going to do this, we get the famous people. Goes, oh, I want to be Houdini. I want to be Houdini. I'll go up there and do some magic. And then the John Kennedy guy that we had from Milwaukee fell through.
Yeah.
The didn't work. Remember? So then, see, Gizmo, can you do it? He goes, yeah, probably. And but, after he did, he was really
I'm going to tell you something, people. You couldn't ask, if you're going to have a big Christmas party or some kind of a gathering, and you're like, how can we
spice it up, right?
Invite Gizmo. Hire Gizmo.
Mm-hmm.
Hire Gizmo. Because, so he goes up and he does this whole 1960 speech on John Kennedy in character.
Yeah.
And then I call him over to the table, and I 100% am guilty of this. I'm guilty of being that guy.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, Gizmo, do a trick.
Yeah.
Do a trick.
And everybody wanted their picture with Gizmo as JFK, you know? And John is hoarding him to do a magic trick.
At our table.
Yeah.
But you know what? He blew everybody's mind.
Yeah, I know.
Sitting there at the table.
He's great.
I've seen the same trick 20 times.
I love it.
I was sitting this far away from him. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Zero idea how he took two $1 bills.
Right.
And he went like this, and it was a $2 bill, and the two $1 bills disappeared.
Yep.
I was this far away from him.
No, I know. I've seen that trick a number of times. You know, I said, Gizmo, that must be great to be stuck in an airport with you.
Yeah, that's what
because,
I mean.
Because, you know, like he says, I go into the bar and do magic, but, you know, like Delta should hire that guy just
Absolutely.
To pass the time because
no
we're all
question.
Frustrated. Yeah, let's get going. And
you're paid about $18 for a beer these days.
He is really good. So you're right about that. He does a lot of character actors. He's going to come on. I think he's going to reach out to Todd. They have some more theater coming up.
Great.
He's with Evergreen.
Bring
Productions,
it on.
So,
bring it on. Yeah. Are you going to go see, what's the Christmas one I saw advertised in the Dudley offices down the road here? Or actually in De Pere.
White Christmas.
White
right?
Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I haven't got tickets. Yeah, probably.
All right.
I like
Seems
that.
Like be right
Donna likes
your
that. That would be right up my alley. I've seen it enough times, but no, I would go to
got
that.
Got a text here. Mino, you hate sauerkraut? You hate Kewaukee. You ate Kewaunee County out of Matonke.
That's true. You did talk about that.
But here's the deal.
And sauerkraut is a cool flavor.
I like it at times with certain things. But like I don't put it on a brat. I'll eat it on its own and kind of, you know, whatever. But some people that go so, like, I could not eat sauerkraut soup.
Do you put it in pea soup?
No.
See, I do.
Thank you, Todd.
I mean, I think that might be okay, like with some ham, right? You put some ham in there.
Carrots.
Carrots, yeah.
But salt isn't good for you.
And I don't think it's as bad as people think.
I don't know.
No, it's coming. I've been reading this stuff, Jim. Salt is not that bad for you.
Yeah, put out by the
Salt and
Salt Society.
Yeah, right.
Whomever.
The Salt Bureau.
Yeah. By the Morton Foundation. Yeah. But salt, you want to get
let me ask if I have a problem quickly. Mm-hmm. You ever put salt on something before you taste it?
No, I don't do that.
I do.
That's, I don't.
That is, I do, you know, and I know
is?
I should.
Let me tell you what, Johnny. That is a total insult to the chef.
I know.
Yeah, we don't like that.
Whenever I have
Jim would give you that look. Oh, God. That, right?
Yeah. But you put this piece of the chicken or whatever, and then they salt. It's like, wait a minute, taste my food first. And then.
I agree. I know.
Sometimes, John, I was kind of insecure about that. I didn't put salt and pepper shakers on the table.
Really? No, I'm just kidding. Oh, okay. But, all right, but go ahead.
I think people do. What you have to do is, we get a little bit older, and look, I don't practice what I preach as much, but you have to find things that add flavor that aren't coming out of the
like you said,
you added garlic salt.
Yeah.
Garlic powder's okay. Garlic salt is not okay.
Well, I needed some flavor.
I know you did. I'm going to be honest with you.
My soup isn't as flavorful as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
But what I need to garlic do, cloves. I got to cook the mushrooms first, right?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I didn't do that. You should have sauteed mushrooms and onions and then put that in your soup.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Okay, so I'm bringing up some tenderloins to the deer camp.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's a good cut of meat.
Yep. But I also want steak sandwiches. What type of steak do you buy for a steak sandwich?
Your tenderloin.
That would work.
Oh, really?
Just slice it up. Thin. And marinate it. Put it in a bag, marinate it with, and then just throw it on the grill and put it in that, get good buns. Don't get cheap buns.
Yeah.
And that will be a perfect sandwich. Tenderloin, that's good. That's going to cost you a few bucks.
I know.
But
for deer camp,
Sure.
But that is going to be good. So marinate it on your way up there, throw it in a bag, 24 hours, and then cut it and, I don't know.
What do you marinate it in?
Oh, there's what you want, but that can be just really like some olive oil, garlic.
Oh. And you just put that in a plastic bag?
Yeah.
Oh.
You can look up marinated sauce for steak sandwiches. You know, definitely garlic cloves.
But doesn't that sound good? Steak sandwiches on the grill at deer camp?
And that's what I like about what I'm hearing, which is surprises me by you. That's a good cut of meat you're buying. You're not buying like flank steak or something where you got to roll around on the ground, you know, taking a bite out of
it. How much is
it? $12 a pound.
How much is like one steak? Is that a pound?
More than that, I would think. Don't you think?
I could not tell you a piece of a cow what it would be and whatever. Not a clue. I could tell you more than a deer with the back straps and stuff.
It would be you're probably talking about $6 a sandwich for the meat.
Well, that's not bad. You go to a local thing here and it's
right. Am I right on that?
$10.
I don't know.
God, Brian. Oh, Brian, you almost just made me barf.
Okay, shredded beef is...
No, look above it.
The first one.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Sauerkraut ice cream. Yum. They don't really make that.
I don't think they make that.
Do they, Todd?
I don't know. Brian might just be having fun with us.
I was...
I feel like you're from the heart of sauerkraut country, Todd.
My mom made sauerkraut. She had the barrel and all that kind
of
stuff.
I could see the old German-Polish farmers around there.
That's the real deal. Yeah. And how about, they make their own horseradish? They grow that?
My dad did that one time.
That is potent.
Oh, this is... He grew the horseradish, and then he did the thing. And I'll never forget this. So our insurance agent came down to do whatever insurance agents did back in those days.
Right.
And the insurance agent, I'll never forget, Jim, I got to go outside. This is getting to me.
Yeah.
The smell from that homemade sauerkraut, the guy had to leave our house.
Wow. I believe that stuff where you just get those roots and dig those
things
out.
That's exactly what it was.
That is potent
stuff. That was pungent.
That is pungent.
But you know what? Yeah. I would love to have that fragrance right now. Because it would like clear out my head.
Absolutely.
But just a little bit of horseradish in your soup. Not a lot.
I can see that. I like horseradish.
That would give you, because your soup was bland.
You know what? I don't know if they make anymore. And I used to love this at local restaurants. Like Kroll's, I know, used to have it. Remember tiger sauce?
Yeah. I think they do.
Do they still have it?
I think so.
Do you have it?
No, I don't.
It was mayonnaise and horseradish, Todd?
No. You know what I buy now is... Chick-fil-A, you can buy their sauce.
Oh.
In a white bottle, which I wish would be a clear bottle. I don't like white bottles because you can't see.
No disrespect.
But that's good stuff.
I ate their, and it's like, okay. But I'm not sure I'd sit in line for 20 minutes.
And that's not inexpensive, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pick and Save has the best shredded beef. for sandwiches.
That is true.
They do. Where do you get a good roll? I mean, like a really good roll.
That is the key to this thing. That tenderloin, you do not want to put that on a cheap
That's
bun.
What I mean.
So, no, you want to get, go to, you're going to go to the bakery, talk to the old lady in the back with the apron on. Yeah, you talk to her and say, I want the
best. I got it right here, hon. The chef can be insulted all they want. I'm putting salt on no matter what. If anything, it enhances the food due to opening the taste buds. I'm with this person.
Taste it first. What if it's too salty, you know? I mean, don't, are you going to add salt?
It's good for your blood pressure. Right. Back after this.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
No matter how you say it, Berenson's Candies in Green Bay has been synonymous with Christmas tradition since 1925. That means a trip to Green Bay without Berenson's Candies could get you in a lot of trouble. Stock up on your favorites like Meltaways, Pecan Turtles, and Angel Food. When buying your candy this year, you better make it Berenson's. The Berenson's family wishes you a Merry Christmas season. Berenson's Candies, 200 North Broadway in Green Bay. The chocolate people dream of, no matter how you say it.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I've been in my mind. It's such a fine line that keeps me.
Neil Young, 79 years old today.
Wow.
Love Neil Young.
I'm not sure, but I think Linda Ronstadt sings backup on this song.
Really?
I think so.
Isn't that great when you have those behind the music things and like some of the biggest stars, like Bob Seger? Going to high school or whatever with Glenn Frey, yeah. Being in a high school band. And I always get a kick out. Glenn Campbell played backup for like the Rolling Stones something.
He was a great studio musician.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that stuff's cool when you read about people like that. I loved Neil Young's song. Came out in 1992, Harvest Moon.
Oh, yeah.
One of the great songs. Al Michaels is 82. Al Michaels is catching some heat. Have you been reading about that?
No. What's he done?
So... the other night during the game, he just kind of went off on the fact that they didn't call it there were two call on the Bengals went for the 2-point conversion to beat the Ravens. Okay. And the quarterback, Joe Burrow, got hit right in the face. They didn't call it. The receiver was held. They didn't call it. And Michaels kind of went off. And there's a big, this has been going on for a long time, that he bets heavily on games.
Wow.
So people are coming out now and other things. Gee, I wonder why Al was so upset over that. And
wow.
Yeah.
Isn't something in their contract, or don't they have to be, they can't like bash the refs? Isn't there something that they.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there is.
He might get in trouble for this.
Right.
But there's a soundbite from like, or a clip from like 20 years ago where something happened. Like a team kicked a field goal. To go like over, okay. The game well in hand,
I know the feeling.
And he just kind of, he was laughing. Going, oh my goodness! Oh, ironically, that brings it over the spread. Unbelievable! Whoa, what a coincidence!
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that you gotta.
Yeah, he feels that very closely.
Yeah.
Yes.
We got to get out to the casino, though.
Yeah, I
like
know.
Tomorrow.
This season has been so bizarre, though, as far as it's hard to get a read on stuff.
You said it's going to settle down.
Tanya Harding, 54 years old today. Nadia Comaneci. Boy, I had a crush on her back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, man. 63. Her two Olympians I had crushes on.
Yeah.
Her and Katarina Witt. Remember Katarina Witt?
Yep.
The figure skater? Remember her? No? German?
Donna likes figure skating. We went to that. Who else was up there? In Green Bay, skated with that guy that died of a heart attack. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, she was a great skater.
She's an Olympic skater.
Yeah.
Her husband died of a heart attack.
Well, I think it was her husband or her partner. Yeah, I think it was her husband.
I don't know.
All right, we'll figure that one out during the break.
Katarina Witt. Okay, so one of my favorite Olympic athletes was Alberto Tomba. Remember him from Italy?
No.
Downhill skier?
No.
And he was a playboy like you can't believe. You know, good-looking Italian guy, big head of hair, chains.
And he knew it.
He knew it. So, go ahead.
Katia Gordeva?
Was that?
And her husband's name was Grinkov?
Yeah, the Russians.
Yeah.
That wasn't that long ago.
Oh, yeah.
Was it? 10 years ago,
it was
maybe?
Like 1995. Oh, he died of a heart attack during practice in Lake Placid, New York.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so for one of the Olympics, I forget where it was, maybe like Placid River, and Alberto Tomba was sending roses to her room, wanting to date her.
Oh.
And she just kept blowing them off, okay? The next Olympics, they were both at the Olympics, and they said, Alberto, last time you sent like 10 dozen roses to Katarina Witt's hotel room, you can do it this year? He goes, no. He goes, why not? He goes, she's too old.
Nice.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Sammy Sosa, 56. Boy, another guy who, his whole reputation, his whole wonderful, loving Sammy, when they came out with the roids thing, just, now he's a, you know. And the funny thing with Sammy is he had done a million interviews when he was on his way to the home run record.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, when they brought him in front of Congress, had a hard time speaking English.
Yeah.
Couldn't understand what they were asking.
That's funny.
Good for him.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, he's like, no comprende.
Yeah.
Whatever the whole thing.
It's awesome.
Megan Mullally is 66.
She played Karen on Will and Grace.
Oh, she was Karen. Awesome. Uh-huh.
Yeah, she was very funny.
Well, and then, you know what else show she was on then, Todd? One of our favorite shows, Parks and Rec.
Oh, that's right.
She played Ron Swanson's crazy ex-wife, who I think is really married to her,
They're
right?
really married, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
No. Then they do the sling commercials.
Yes.
My wife and I sling every Saturday night. Would you like to sling with us? Oh, she's phenomenal. Al Michaels, as I mentioned, is 80 years old.
80. That's, you know.
And he's still doing his game. He's still good.
Oh, he's still
doing
good.
I really like listening to him. He's one of my faves.
Yeah. You tell me that one off-the-cuff statement, though, didn't change his life.
That hockey?
Do you believe in miracles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Changed his life. Changed his entire.
Yeah.
He was just.
But
he even said. I got hockey. He was like hoping to get like something bigger at those Olympics.
Yeah, but he got into it, boy. That was from the heart. He didn't have that one written down. Yeah.
But who followed Olympic hockey before then?
No.
Yeah.
Everything was like the skiers and the skaters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I got to come up with a. What could mine be?
Yeah. Well, just save it.
Is it
Jackie?
Too late?
No, you want to do it at the moment because it's going to catch fire. Don't give it to us now.
But you know what? There's a running joke among sportscasters. They call it. In the mirror guys, meaning they'll come up these phrases that they try to act like came off the cuff, and they practice it in the mirror.
Sure,
yeah,
beforehand.
Yeah. I believe because sometimes you can. Yeah, they're a little hollow, but that one I don't know.
No, that one was
that's from right.
That was incredible.
Yeah, that was off the cuff.
I will still say those last 2 minutes, even when I watch it now, when I still get goosebumps over those.
They didn't even, that wasn't even the championship. That was just to get them into it. You know, everybody thinks, oh, man, they won the gold, but they just got into it. But anyway, that was very cool. Yeah.
Oh, great song. 1992, right, Todd?
Yes.
Great song. Sit back, ladies and gentlemen. Beautiful Tuesday morning. Wind's coming from the west. 4 miles an hour. How about Neil Young celebrating his birthday today? 79 years old. Neil Young. Harvest Moon. Back after this.
Just like children sleeping, we could dream this night. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we talk film noir with Civic Media's own Earl Ingram. Then I'm joined by the Wisconsin Historical Society's Kurt Griesmer, who talks Dungeons & Dragons.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Right? Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.